And now let's say good morning to Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jim. And the grain markets are all higher this morning, kind of a nice sign. The outside markets are providing good support. We've had a 20-cent trading range in some month of beans already. This has been a meal-led rally in the beans. Keep in mind that with the ethanol margin slipping and some plants cutting back, there's no DDGs available for livestock feeders, so they've had to switch back to meal. So I think that's what's led this market higher. On the corn side of things, the May corn is at 344. That's up 8 3/4. New crop December, 362. That's up 4 1/2. We did have export bookings. Continued to look a little bit on the light side of things, but we had such a wonderful week last week, we can't expect to see that all the time. South Korea continues to buy corn nearly every day, optional origin, most likely to be sourced from South America. On the soybean side of things, these May soybeans at 842 3/4 are up 17 1/4. New crop November, 852, up a dime. The meal futures has seen a three-month high. May meal, $315.40. That's up $11.40, but we've been above $320 a ton. On the wheat side of things, we're seeing firming hard red winter wheat basis, but the soft reds up as well this morning. May Chicago wheat, $525.25, up 17 1/4. New crop July, $526 3/4, up 17 1/4. The livestock market's also much higher today. We have seen amazing cutouts this week, which means the packer margins are just off the charts. So they're continuing to be aggressive to look for animals to kill. April live cattle, $94.92, that's up $2.82. The June's, $88.27, up $2.35. April feeders, $112.35, up $2.72. And the April live hogs at $60.82 is up $2.67. We're going to be watching these cutouts really carefully in here. If those continue to smoke, we will see this a V-shaped rather than a U-shaped bottom in the futures. The metals markets are lightly mixed today with the silver higher, but the gold lower. April gold futures at 1473.30 is down $4.60. The crude oil, which has really taken it on the chin all week long, has bounced slightly. But we're near day's lows, up $1.43, $21.80 in the nearby April. It's already had a $3 trading range thus far this morning. On the dollar index, we are seeing that extremely strong. We're at 102.35. That's at multi-year highs. However, the Brazilian real and the Argentine peso are both slightly higher this morning. That makes this dollar index rally a little bit less significant, since those South American countries are the ones that are really vying for business in the export market against the U.S. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you, Ellen. This is WILL, Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.